I remember one time I was waiting for my daughter's bus, and I knew her bus comes at 2 o'clock. So I will go at the end of the block, and I keep on seeing, where is my daughter's bus? And I'm waiting and I'm waiting and it's not coming. But I knew it's coming. So every time a yellow bus passed by, I will make sure to go to the corner and see if it's coming. If I knew that my daughter's bus is coming, so every yellow bus that passed by, I was on my tippy toes and I was waiting to see if that's my daughter's bus. But if chas v'shalom, I didn't really care whether my daughter comes or not, I will just wait at the end of the block next to my house. If the bus comes, it comes, whatever it is. But because I wanted to see my daughter and I knew that her yellow bus is coming at any moment, I was anxious. So every time a bus passed by, I ran to see if that's my daughter's bus. A person wants Mashiach to come. Everybody wants Mashiach to come. But a person has to be antsy about it. The person has to be on his tippy toes and expecting, when is Mashiach coming? How can I make Mashiach come? It has to be live. It has to be something that's thought about daily. A person has to be anxious about it. Mashiach is not here yet. How can it be? How can I bring it? What should I do? Many people can speak about the Issa of Lashon Hara, but a person should want to be more active about it, on his tippy toes. How can I stop speaking Lashon Hara? What can I do to make others stop speaking Lashon Hara? Learning Chofetz Chaim daily will help a person tremendously to reduce the level of Lashon Hara.